Okay, we're going to call a roll call later. We're going to get started this morning. My secretary sent me a file book. I got all your pictures and the name of your church and the state in which you're coming from. I'm looking at some of y'all now. I think David been with me the longest. I'm on his page. He's been with me a long time, and he had followed orders and direction. I may have talked to you about this somewhat before, but there must be a change in leadership. What do you mean about that, Apostle? The same old not going to work anymore. We're going to find out why, because we're dealing with culture, and I'm going to say something real astounding, and it may hurt your feeling, but pastors dressing like bastards. We can't have that. They got to dress properly to minister the word of God and uphold God right. And so that's why we're strong about this in the LTMA. Now, this is personal between me and you all. And so I want to emphasize how strong I believe that this is. Now, we're dealing with sons and daughters, we're dealing with total success, not based on abilities, but submission. So I'm in prayer this morning for you as I'm looking at your faces and your name and your churches and the state from where you're from. I want you to get this down and have this in the time of prayer. Thank you for the infilling and the outpouring. Infilling and outpouring is very important. Don't try to pour out what you're not filled with. Now we're going to go over a word here and over a spiritual transaction that's going to be plumb apostolic this morning. I have not looked at this word much in my years of experience, but this morning as I was sitting under my gazebo praying about you and praying about this meeting and this impartation, he told me the leading and prompting of the Holy Ghost. The leading and prompting of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Spirit revealed to me, and listen very carefully, the Holy Spirit don't just lead us, but if we grow spiritual enough, the Holy Spirit through prompting can push you. I never heard of that in all the years of ministry. The Holy Spirit kind of pushing you into a place where he wants you to be. So now, from this day forward, you will be led and pushed. Maybe y'all had it. Maybe y'all seen that. But the leading and prompting of the Holy Ghost be upon your life this morning, that you'll be sensitive enough to recognize when the Holy Spirit is pushing you into a certain place. Let me talk about the infilling, the incoming, the leading, the prompting. So that word prompting is the word I want you to catch. Reveal plans, pushing you into divine setting. Pushing you into divine setting. Now, the enemy is always trying to pull you out of God's divine plan. So there's an improvement, or there's a spiritual intelligence that I believe that the Lord is going to invade with us, that we have the Holy Ghost in front of us and the Holy Ghost behind us. In other words, surrounded by the Spirit. Scriptures I want you to feed on in this transitioning time is Ephesians 4:11 through 16, Acts 20:28 through 32 is where the apostle talked to a bunch of pastors and told him he set his life out before them and how to handle the congregation. Then 1 Corinthians 2:1 through 10 reveals what type of preaching going to be necessary in this transitional period. And then for leadership and for anointing and for awareness, Romans chapter 8. I want you to look at those scriptures. Now, the environment and culture in which we are called a minister is rapidly changing. I may have talked to you about it before. The Holy Ghost told me to go back. And so praying in the Spirit, soaked in the anointing that can't be disappointed or dismounted. Praying in the Spirit. Spend time praying in the Spirit. So the environment and the culture now in which we are called a minister is rapidly changing. From footnotes of spiritual government and governing, number one, being in charge by revelation and anointing. Being in, what that mean, Apostle? You have to make sure that you're functioning in revelation, spending time with the Holy Spirit, and that the revelation cannot be imparted without being anointed. So I'm told these boys, I got my three sons, 150, 143, the other one 36, sitting around a table with me this morning. They're all three minister of the word. And I believe that if you have sons or daughters that are following you, they should be in LTMA. They should be listening to me right now so we can feed them and lead them into the apostolic. But being in charge by revelation and anointing, you can't be in charge without revelation and anointing. That means you got to spend time with God. Mm-hmm. You got to spend time with the Holy Ghost. But the culture is trying to challenge the church. Mm-hmm. And we have to be strong enough above the culture, walking in revelation and the anointing to set God's work apart. And you do that by praying in the Holy Spirit and soaking in the anointing. Also, it is in this changing environment that a new dimension of leadership is desperately needed. We need to have demonstration of the Spirit constantly. I'm not talking about putting on the arm, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit anointing you in such a way. In that way, listen very carefully, our assignment and my assignment over you as your spiritual father and apostle, developing people in spiritual ownership and assignment. The people that you lead, the people that you minister to, you must minister divine ownership, that they are owners. They're not beggars. They're not trying to get somewhere. They're rightfully taking what is rightfully theirs. In other words, the church, I believe, will have to stand out above government, above all these different cultures breaking out, wearing the anointing, walking in revelation, will set you and your people apart that we can lead and get people saved in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. There's another need for leadership that cannot, it needs a leadership that cannot be dominated and fashioned by the environment. I like that. Don't let the environment, what's going on around you, shape your change. I'm talking about, when I talked about it, you never heard that, but I'm talking personally to you. Pastors dressing like bastards. I know you didn't want to hear that no more. But what I'm talking about is that they're just wearing them little shirts and little pants and stuff like that, and they got all kind of dancing and wood and music in the pulpit, light flashing. You don't need all that. But what you need to do is just concentrate on God, concentrate on being led, being concentrated on the Spirit. So in this changing environment, there's a new dimension of leadership that is desperately needed. Let me give you another point. Not being ruled by the system, Satan, or the sense realm. So three things. Not being ruled by the system, Satan, or the sense realm. That's the kind of leaders we have. You've got to be what God is saying about this, what the Holy Spirit is saying about this, what Jesus is saying about this, what the apostle is saying about this. See, to protect you and to provide growth, we're going to have to walk together. That's needed. What's your congregation and what we need from you, we need leadership that cannot be dominated or fashioned by the environment. I'm going to give you this so you can write it down. Blessed boldness that produce benefits. Blessed boldness that produce benefits. How many people do you think say a pastor's dressing like bastard? Mm-hmm. Not many people say that because they're scared. They won't go somewhere to preach it. Somebody might hear this. Well, they need to hear it. Okay? Now, the men and women I'm talking about must be product of that environment, but vessels made and fashioned by God's grace and power. You know, we talked good much on grace recently, but we're going to have, you must be a grace and power releaser in these times. Okay, as the old preacher would say, are you still listening?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Spiritual government and governing is important. I'm repeating that. These new leadership we need, we must all be renewed with kingdom thought pattern. Bible said Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We need to have kingdom thought pattern. In other words, not letting the system give us their thought pattern, but standing in the presence of God and letting God flow his thought pattern through us, through the anointing, seeking kingdom thoughts at all times in Matthew 6:33. Not following the social or sense society, but knowing how to always yield to the Spirit. What come up popular? You're going to have a lot of stuff come up popular, look like it's popping. But if you go deeper and dig deeper, go beyond the surface, you're going to recognize it's another scheme of the enemy. So the kingdom concept and value must be your source of strength for daily living. Kingdom concept and value. Once we get into this position that the Lord is telling us to walk in, we will not be manipulated by men, nor will we become paralyzed by fear of failure or defeat. Get those three words: fear, failure, or defeat. In training like this, it's the reason that I don't want none of y'all to be manipulated by man, nor to become paralyzed by fear of failure or defeat. Never yield into the spirit of fear, no matter who or what is rise up against you. Now, I believe in growth. I believe in ministries growing. I believe your ministry, the contact and the fellowship we have, and I believe that growing anointing, even in these impartations, is being placed upon you. At the present moment, I'm ministering on Sunday morning and Wednesday over 2,000 people. God has his way of doing it, all right? So he has a way for you. He has just follow divine instruction. Sometimes you don't know where he's taking you. Sometimes you don't know why he said something to you. But you are unique. You have a unique calling. He placed you in a place where he wants you at. So you've got to be sensitive to the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit. This sound elementary, but this is the part we skip. This is the part that it really caused growth and growth and growth in your apostles' ministry. Very few people can sit down at the table with three sons that are kicking your heel all their life, right behind you. The oldest son, then the other two sons. They're sitting right here now. I'll tell them something. I said, boy, we're going to do it at the house. We're sitting around a table now together. They never questioned my direction. Never. And so that's why I want your children to come in that I can get a hold of them and then we can set this setting for them. The type of leadership, this type of leadership draws spiritual resources from heaven and live by God's grace. Watch what I'm going to say next. Breaking the limitations of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. I'm going to read that again. I've used this for many, many years. I trust the Holy Ghost. And I walked in place, you know, I was with Fred Price on his board, preaching in Madison Square Garden with Creflo Dollar. Fred Price had become a friend in Kenny Copeland ministry. How I got all them places? See yourself moving where God wants you to move. I remember walking out that door one morning after a meeting at Crenshaw Christian Center, and Dr. Price said, Leroy. I said, yes, sir. He said, I want you to be one of my board members. Come go with me. Where did that come from? But it was the Holy Spirit putting me in position. Matter of fact, in a meeting, I gave the name for the name of the head on his, what would you call it, organization. The Holy Spirit gave me a name. He said, that's it right there. So the Lord got more places he want to bring you, but you got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, all right? Now, the type of leadership that we want to develop draws spiritual resources from heaven, number one, and live by God's grace, number two, breaking the limitations, plural, of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. So you got your inadequacies and your weaknesses are there for a reason. That you cannot depend on yourself, but you always must depend upon Him. Culture deception must be exposed. Training people the difference between symptoms and scripture. In other words, I want to teach more about this. But I remember teaching a lesson, and we all probably guilty of this. We are symptom pimps. We pimp the symptoms that come in our body instead of staying focused on the presence of God to drive anything out of our body that needs to be driven out. We turn to the world system, and we go to the doctor before we pray. And then we listen, I'm talking about your health now, we listen to our flesh more than we listen to faith. And so I'm studying now, we're going to come out to the point where we get our eyes off of the lump or the sore or the bump or the rating or the reading and keep our eyes on Him. And many going to be healed from diseases that you thought you couldn't get rid of. I got it. And they'll tell me, I got to change your mindset about your body, about your health. Do you ever go through anything upon? Absolutely. I will have a testimony in the years to come that will blow you out of your seat, the things that I've gone through. I remember one time, I don't know how many years ago when I was in the hospital, I pulled that stuff off. Oh, that's many years now, about 15, 20 years. I was in the hospital and I just got tired of it. I pulled everything off. The doctor come in, he might be dead. Told me, you're going to die. If you put out, I put it on me, walk out and came to my house. But I got a lot of other testimony that I did that I'll share with you at a later date. Kingdom thought pattern, kingdom concept and value are important. Not being manipulated by man or fear of failure or defeat. So this type of leadership draws spiritual resources from heaven and live by God's grace, breaking the limitation of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. That's powerful. So here is the power to shut down all limitation. That's what I want on your ministry. To shut down all limitations need to be shut down. Another thing that he said to me, developing in people's hearts, settling faith. What is settling faith? It's already done. Now, the Holy Spirit will have to tell you how to do that. Remember, now you prompt it and you lay it. Training people to focus on the supply and not the need. Philippians 4:19. If anybody at Word of Life Christian Center fail, it's not my fault. They got the insight. I pray, prepare myself, give them the revelation, and they ought to know it. Developing in people how to see in the spirit. That's our assignment. Not just doing things that they think they're doing the right thing. We need to develop. So for to do that, you will have to see in the spirit. And I know you all are praying. I know you all are preparing yourself. I'm just pushing you forward. Let's train people to live in revelation rest. Revelation rest. Wow. Not trying to pass a test, but living in revelation rest. I'm going to go over there. I believe it's the hot spot. Let's train people to live. And you can tell it, repeat it in your congregation. I looked over all the pastors this morning. Tell your people you're going to train them how to live in revelation rest, not trying to pass a test. We got so many tests we've been trying to pull. We've been taught test, test, test. It's time to rest. Are you following me? All right. And in Hebrews 12, 1 through 2, it is very laying aside all the weight and things that so deeply beset you. Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the, watch it, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Look at where he is now. So at the end of every attack, or every seem like you're not going to make it, there's a success mountain waiting on you. But you got to go through these chairs. Stop looking at the symptom and receive through scriptures what Jesus has already done. Stop looking at the symptom. Wow, I love it. I love that. All right. Now, those who, in these points, those who know him and walk with him, twofold, are qualified to lead the generation. Those who know him and walk with him are qualified to lead the generation. You got to know him and you got to walk with him. The point here is you're going to have some battle in ministry. But I'm going to go down and say, we need to be guided in the battle. The heat, and I've seen it, of the battle is intensifying by the changes in the church. It's that song, Jesus, 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 healer, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you. They ain't singing that no more in the church. They got these half rock, half roll, part of roll entertainment. And people's spirit are not being involved in the supernatural. So the heat of the battle is intensifying. But you know, as Romans 8:14, and many is led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God. Listen to this. The demonic onslaughts on the Christian church are getting more pronounced. Onslaught. Divine wisdom is the only solution, James 1:5. We need a strong leadership that is able to stand in the heat of the battle and wage a good warfare of faith, wearing the armor of God with dignity and strength. Another thing I want to go over and over again, because I'm talking to myself, we need to learn how to build in the spirit and effectively pull in the spirit realm, praying in the spirit on purpose, Jude 20, at all times. Pull down strongholds of the enemy. We need the power to discern. Here's one thing that has served me well. I have dreams and vision, and I even know the satanic move ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God will show me a person. All I do is keep my eyes on them. I don't say nothing to them. I keep my eyes on them. But if they make any kind of false move, I'm ready to deal with it because I've been praying about it. So putting down strongholds in them. We need the power of discern. Listen, Claire, listen. We need the power to discern demonic activity. I'm going to give you A, B, and C under that. The wave of deception, manipulation, and witchcraft has already infiltrated the church life and government.
Mm.
In other words, you the pastor of that church, you the pastor. Yeah, you can have a board, but that board don't supposed to run you. That board's supposed to be there to assist you. That's your calling, that's your ministry. So you got to have wisdom of having the right people around you so your hands won't be tied.
Mm-hmm.
Church splits, liberalism, and disunity have taken away the spiritual strength of many churches. Let me go it again. Church split, liberalism, and disunity have taken away the spiritual strength of many churches. We're not going to let that happen. I got myself. I got the MVB. We're always there for you. The MVBs have had a lot of experience. Most of them have been pastoring a long time. They're clean men. And so that's power. What we want to do is the rising of men and women who refuse to change and who will resist any change in the church has become an increasingly important issue. You know, we're not going to use what they're doing out there in the world. These resistors are not allowing the church to move. And then you got resistors in the church, too, on both sides. You need to be a resistor. Then you got other resistors. Let me tell you about another one. These resistors are not allowing the church to move into the prophetic and apostolic dimension where God is releasing and restoring the day. I'm going to read that again.
Mm-hmm.
You got that old Baptist deacon in your Holy Ghost church. Somebody want to hold you down. You're going to have resistance. These resistors are not allowing the church to move in what we are doing in the prophetic and the apostolic dimensions, which God is releasing and restoring today. I'm going to read that again, because I think I'm just about been about a half hour. I'm going to close on it. You're going to run up on resistors that don't allow the church to move in the prophetic and the apostolic dimension, which God is releasing and restoring today. So you get left out. See, we need to stand up in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that a minute. The time we're living in is a specific time of separation and judgment. Be still and know I'm God, and I never lost a battle. God is bringing a time of repentance and cleansing within his tabernacle. Apostle, I believe in holiness. I believe in cleanliness. I believe in us doing the right thing. I believe, sons and daughters, I believe this is a flourishing time in the ministry. Many are going to be left out. Good sermons are not good enough. Good songs are not good enough. There's a stability. There's a strength. There's an anointing that God is putting in us. God is bringing a time of repentance and cleansing within his temple. Doing the right thing. He's purifying the son of Levi. The spiritual leadership will bear the Ark of the Covenant and who will minister unto him. There's a cleansing and a subsequent separation that is coming within the church. Listen very carefully. Those who have been proven will be promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are prepared and ready will enter into this new dimension of his power and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have been proven, that's what I want for you, and I know you're going to do it, will be promoted. I'm being promoted all the time. Those who, in other words, I'm trying to keep up with God's promotion. Those who are prepared and ready, that's what I want you to do. I want you to be prepared and ready to enter into a new dimension of his power and his grace. I speak that upon you this morning because you're faithful, you're on this line. I declare and decree that you're prepared and you're about to enter in some new dimension of his power and of his grace. Amen? And I'm trying to stop. We need to prepare for God's invasion. What does that mean? A new wave of supernatural power is going to be seen manifest in the church. I experienced that Sunday. I mean, I'm standing there preaching and the Lord telling me stuff. And I know it's new dimensional stuff. I know it's in another realm. Just listen to that last Sunday message that the Holy Ghost preached. A new wave of supernatural power is going to be seen manifested in the church. Your connection with the LTMA, your connection, I'm going to say it, with my anointed, your connection, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, Isaiah 45, 1 through 3, with my anointing, with the progress that God has given to my ministry from the place in which I grew up and from the place where the church is. I know many of y'all have been to the church. Success can be anywhere. I mean, I'll repeat it again. The church owns 600 acres of land. I mean, hey, it probably be some churches that own 600 acres of land. So it's so powerful. What I'm aiming to pass over on you, no matter what state or what place, or how small or how big, I'm preparing you for God's invasion. A new wave of supernatural power is going to be seen and manifested in your church. The power of God will be released through the revelation of power gifts in the most unprecedented way. Supernatural signs and wonders are going to break forth in the life of your congregation. A new dimension of spiritual phenomena breaking into the experiences of the church. Get ready. Get ready. It'll be more than just physical manifestation of heightened anointing of the consciousness and conviction of sin. It will be an awesome manifestation of God's presence. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. God's presence hit me now. God's presence hit me so hard Sunday. I want to throw the pulpit over and walk out in the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Walk on top of the pulpit. Right now, I feel an all-cartel emotion in the morning of Visa. And it made it broba secret on our mountain. Drosake. Every place that you have been stuck at is about to be removed. every stumbling block that have been in your ministry way, they are about to be removed. A fresh anointing, fresh revelation, fresh income, fresh power is upon us at this hour. So we are ready to yield to new dimensionals, uplifting, prompting, leading, and anointing from the Holy Spirit. God's church will rule and reign through men and women who know how to yield to his voice, his leadership, his anointing, his wisdom, his plan. Oh, we're in an awesome time, my brothers and sisters. I declare upon your ministry new wisdom, new idea, new anointing. New people will be led to your ministry. Things that need to be stopped, you're going to stop it. Things that need to be stopped, you're going to start it, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. All your financial needs will be met. Your financial needs are met by seeds. There's no other way around it. My ministry built by seed. My wife and I haven't told nobody this, but you are my sons and daughters. I think we sold about 6,000 a month, not tied. We just sold. We sold $3,000 every Sunday and more money. Just money. Just free with it. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do. I call financial wealth on your ministry. Any ministry connect your well to me. One of the things you should have financial wealth. Your ministry should be debt free, and you got to give it time. You got to walk through the transaction. You got to seed, and then you look out on the field. Then the harvest comes. The seed never planted or protected. Seed got to be planted and protected with your mouth, your thinking. Oh my, it's so much. So right here this morning, wherever you are, I mean, some of y'all in New York, some of y'all in South Carolina, some of y'all in Texas. David, I know he's in Columbus. I know we're touching other places. But I release the Spirit of God, Houston, Plainview, Texas. Lubbock, Texas. I'm releasing the anointing on all those areas, Plant, wherever you are right now. Cincinnati, Snellville, Georgia. Oh, my. All these places. I think it's Chesterville, BS, Virginia.
Yes,
oh, my. Cool. Shout out my Shakota. North Carolina. Spring, Texas. Brooklyn, New York. Pastor, Missouri. Mississippi, Pensacola, Florida. We're touching all these areas. Newport News, Virginia. Louisville, Kentucky. Richmond, Virginia. Columbus, Ohio. Norfolk, Virginia. My. Hanover, Pennsylvania, I guess. New Orleans, Louisiana. Pensacola, Florida. Vashon. All these areas we're touching this morning as the Spirit lead out. I'm speaking over these areas. Fort Worth, Texas. My God. Heflin, Alabama. Albany, Georgia. Brunswick, Georgia. I might have called a few of them wrong. Shout out to our Houston, Texas. Roanoke, Virginia. Gretna, Louisiana. Townsend, what that is, Detroit? What a D.E.
Delaware.
Show Tororo, Mama, Nanta. Tororo, Baton Rouge. Atherton, Georgia. Shut up. Pontiac, M.I., what that mean?
Shut up. Michigan.
Michigan. Araba, Monroe, Louisiana. Shut up, Mama, Kasha. Tarakasha, Tarakasha. Shut up. Houston, Texas. Oh, that's Freedom Boy, Virginia. On the Live Creek. What's CA mean? California.
Sharama Kosheti, Troro Baba Sadaraka. Karanaba, I know all that, I'm blessed. Sharama Kosheta Basa. Sharama Baba, didn't you, ma'am, clothing? Sharama Kosheta La Kashi. Andelegoshi with it. Andelegoshi Telekataki. Andelakashi negotiated. Andelakashi Trokosheti. Andelakashi. Listen, here my clothing will say three or four things low. It will be more than just physical manifestation of heightened anointing or the consciousness and conviction of sin. It will be awesome manifestation of God's presence in his people and in his church gathering. The leadership must be able to handle the changing world environment. Learn to face the reality of the vicious spiritual battle that's already raging against the church. Rise above the spiritual control of manipulation and witchcraft, which are rising within the church to cripple its forward momentum. Be separate to fulfill a high calling of your ministry. Be found faithful in Lille. Be set in charge of many cities. Have the governmental anointing released upon your people. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I'll see you next time.